ice? Don't worry, Twice the Ice has you covered with an option of bulk ice or 16-pound bags of filtered non-chlorinated water for your cooler to ensure your day is twice as nice at half the price. 24/7. Bring your cooler to any 18 locations in Anderson and Pickens County.
It's too hot, get some ice. Need a cool drink, just chillin' nice. Got me a big old bag of ice. This hot deal so cool, it's twice as nice.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Absolutely, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. I have no time for that. We need to get back to phone lines. We have a lot to get to today. Also, I have some NFL power ratings of my own device we'll get to. And I want to talk a little Heisman and updated odds from Bovada and a lot more about the world of college football. I also want to take a quick look at the contest games for this week that are already out. It's beyond challenging. It's almost intimidating. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner. Hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher. How about that, Ramona? Fresh-baked yeast rolls. I'm a fan of rolls in general.
I know you like bread.
Fresh baked yeast rolls. I am. Bread and pasta. You know, I know allegedly you're not supposed to eat those things. Give me all the bread and pasta. Yeah. Grilled teriyaki salmon, fresh strawberry shortcake, double fried chicken wings, open every day. Happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs. I have to try that catfish sandwich. That just sounds incredible to me. Carson's is also accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, family or school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net, 226-9400, 226-9400. We need to have them send over a care package.
We do.
We do.
We do.
Let me get back to... Before I do that, now let me get to Leon first. Leon, I appreciate you hanging in there.
No problem. Well, listen, I got two things I want to talk about real quick. First of all, you know, I want to talk about Clemson, and then I want to talk about my Steelers there for a second. But first of all, let me ask you this. With Clemson and Kelly Bryant versus him getting hurt the other day and all, do you feel up to this point, do you feel he still played well enough to continue being the starter? Do you feel that Trevor Lawrence has did more and should start now? What do you feel about that?
No, I think Kelly Bryant has earned the right to be the starter in my mind. I mean, there's been one real opponent, and in my mind, you don't win that game without Kelly Bryant. In the other two games, you win with you or I playing quarterback. So, to me, I think Kelly Bryant can run all elements of the offense, and I don't think Trevor's completely comfortable with all elements of the offense yet.
Well, good deal. That's kind of what I was thinking, too. I just felt that at this point, I just still think Kelly Bryant is still going to be the one that have to take them there into the playoffs. I just feel that. And now I want to talk about my the Steelers here. And I kind of, I mean, this is really, you know, I've always, we always talk about Brady and the Patriots and all this stuff and with the Steelers. But here's the thing. Something is really going on up there in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to be honest with you. For me, it starts off with Mike Tomlin as the coach of that team. You know, as the coach of that team, he is going to have to get control of that football team if he can, because it is a mess up there right now.
Let me ask you this. I think at times, you know, look, we've heard from a player or two that maybe Mike Tomlin, who sort of looks like a tough guy, may actually not be a tough guy, that he may be more of a player's coach type of guy. If you were to move away from Mike Tomlin, who would you want?
Well, see, and that's just the thing. It me personally, I don't feel there's nobody right now that would be better on the job. I just feel that he needs to be a little tougher and hold these players a little more accountable for the things that they do. I mean, you look at Antonio Brown. Pittsburgh has gave him everything he's asked for, and he's sitting on the sidelines acting a fool out there, showing out like that, and Ben Roethlisberger threw him the ball at him 17 times. 17 times, Walt, and then he's going to get mad and show all out and did not even show up.
And again, over an argument, over an internet argument with an ex-employee. It's not like somebody in Pittsburgh's administration who's presently employed is saying, you know, Antonio Brown's overrated. It's an ex-employee. So who cares what he thinks?
Well, $17 million a year is what this guy's making. $17 million a year. And then he wants to sit on that sideline and act like a little crybaby because Juju Smith-Schuster's caught more balls than he's caught. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, Leon. I think, you know, I sort of think that's the nature of the wide receiver position in general. And Antonio Brown has had previous issues along those same lines. And I think to an extent, he needs to grow up. I mean, I think when your team is struggling out of the gate and you're a star player on the team and you don't show up for work on Monday, it's a terrible example. It just does.
And I'm like you. I think they'll right the ship, and I think Pittsburgh still has enough talent to get in the playoffs, and they can still do some damage. But here's the thing: that defense really needs some shoring up. I mean, you think about it. You're going to give up 42 points to a rookie quarterback, which is a second-year rookie quarterback. Are you kidding me? 42 points in Pittsburgh to a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I feel your pain, Leon. But that's a pretty special young quarterback, and he has a lot of weapons.
But, well, I understand that he's very good and all, but come on now. We're known for...
Yeah, I know. I know. You shouldn't be giving up 42 points at home. I'm with you.
I appreciate it. Always good talking to you.
Same here, Leon. Good job. You know, Rona, every time we bring up car seats, I have multiple people text me. What is it they're texting? Where to go now? It's chili cheese fries or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Every time I bring it up, I have multiple
chili
people.
Chili cheese fries.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
chili cheese fries.
Apparently.
So apparently we need to try the chili cheese fries.
We would like to try the
chili cheese fries.
Carson's Steakhouse.
Apparently we need to. Badger Mike says, I didn't think I'd ever see the Pittsburgh organization in such disarray. Yeah, there's something to that as well. Back to the Northland Communication Full Lines. It's Tiger Greg and Travis. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Walt, I got in late to the show today, and I just caught the back end of this tweet thing from about Deshaun Watson and being a black guy, which really disturbs me that we still have human beings in modern society that would even think that, much less say it. That's what's wrong with the world right now, is we still have prejudiced idiots out there that think that there's a difference between the color of people. It's obvious they're not. And Deshaun Watson graduated college in 3 years with a full boat and won a national championship and played for another. I think it takes a pretty smart guy to do that. And I just wondered how I could find that tweet. I didn't hear who it was from. I can't find it on Twitter.
Well, the comments that were made. First of all, the comments that were made on Facebook, and they were not made privately. They were made publicly. He thought he was making them privately, and we're talking about Lynn Redden, who's the was the superintendent of the Onalaska Independent School District in Texas, where he presides over some 1,200 students. So that's the really unfortunate part of it all, is that this guy is in a position of power to make decisions and preside over young minds. And that's the really unfortunate part of the whole deal. And, you know, and obviously he's been shown to be a racist and an idiot. So he's a twofold loser. And so, you know, we don't need to defend Deshaun Watson's intelligence. It's below us. We don't need to do it. There's no reason to do it. It's patently absurd. Young quarterbacks make mistakes. You know what they don't do? They don't make mistakes of the magnitude that a 69-year-old or whatever he is, a school superintendent just made. That's a mistake.
I just can't believe it. It breaks my heart to think there's still human beings out there that think like that, much less would say it in any kind of setting, much less a setting that can
Well, that's what he is. Again, if you're a right-thinking person, you don't need to worry about whether you say those things publicly or privately, because you're not saying them and you're not thinking them. So, you know.
Yeah. If you even think something like that, you're a racist, and you know we don't need to hear from you. You just need to crawl back under your rock and stay there. I mean, that's as far as I'm concerned. Maybe I can find it from there. You say Lynn Redding.
It's Lynn Redden. It's R-E-D-D-E-N. The story ran in the New York Post. I think if you check the New York Post on Twitter, I think you'll find it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Walt. I appreciate it. I won't take no more of your time.
I will retweet the tweet from Terry who sent it to me, so you can find it on my Twitter page in about 5 minutes.
Thank you, brother.
All right, Greg. I thought I had done that earlier, quite frankly. I meant to. Scrolling. How far back are we? I'm still looking, still scrolling. Wait a minute. Let me see. I thought I retweeted it. I did not. Here it is. I just retweeted it, Greg, so it should be on my Twitter page now. You can find it there. Let me get to Travis on the Northland Communication Phone Lines. Travis, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. This is my first time calling into your show.
Welcome.
And I want to tell you, I appreciate your assertiveness and the way you put people in their place. And my hat's off to the last caller. I think it was Tiger Greg. He hit the nail on every head that he could. But anyway, what I wanted to call in about was, and I can take this off the air as well, but I listen, and you can't be held responsible for what people call in the mornings or anything like this, but I'm a diehard Clemson fan. I think Dabo Swinney is doing a great job along with his coaches, but I get tired of hearing all these people that call in, and they're the armchair quarterbacks or the barstool quarterbacks, and, you know, Coach Swinney should have done this, and Coach Swinney should have done that, and why didn't he do this, and why is he doing that? You know, at the end of the day, I think he's put on a great show. His graduating class of athletes is superb, probably second to none. I think he makes good decisions. At the end of the year, we don't see that Clemson won 769-54. It comes out to be 12-2, 13-1, 14-1, whatever. But it just gets kind of old to hear these people that call in and slam his coaching abilities. I mean, you know, he's done a great job, or he wouldn't be there. I'm a business owner, and, you know, we make decisions every day. We have to live with our decisions. It's not always the best, but, you know.
Travis, let me put it this way, all right? I think popular perception suggests that the three best coaches in America are Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban, and Urban Meyer. In terms of the power schools at the top. So I would ask anyone who has that belief this question. Of those three guys, in terms of all elements of their program, which one of those three guys would you most want to have? And I think if you're honest with yourself, I think right now the answer is Dabo Swinney, and I don't think it's close. First of all, Urban Meyer has all sorts of baggage right now, and he may not even be there long. Nick Saban is an angry older guy. And so when you look at the three guys who have built the most powerful programs in college football right now, one of them is younger. One of them has no baggage. One of them is personable and gets along with people. So it's pretty clear to me right now in the world of college football that if you can only choose one guy to run your college football program, that guy's Dabo Swinney. I think it's inarguable.
And he's got the shortest tenure of the other two.
Right.
So that speaks for itself. But, you know, like I say, you're not held responsible for, you know, anything that anybody does in the previous shows. But I just think I admire you because you will call it like it is. You will stop people in their tracks. You're very assertive. I listen to your show forever today. However long you've been on the air, I've listened to it.
Very kind of you, Travis.
It's old. And I keep thinking, you know, the same thing. I'm going to call in. I'm glad you did. But I appreciate what y'all do. I just wish people would say, you know, like I said before, I'm a business owner. We're going to make mistakes. We're not doing everything right. Somebody's always going to call our hand on something. Somebody's always going to find fault in something. But at the end of the day, he has a clean program. I think he sets the standard. I don't think it's second to anybody. And I just wish people would just quit second guessing what he does. I mean, it's not a perfect world. If it was, none of us would be here.
Yep. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate the kind words. Excellent job. Welcome to the show. You know, again, I don't care who you pull for, okay? And I just call it like I see it. All right. When Tommy Bottom was here, I was telling you it was a mess and he needed to go. It was never going to change. So if I don't believe in it, that's what I'm going to tell you. If you evaluate the world of college football today and you can only take one guy to be the head coach and the overseer of your program, who are you taking? I don't think there's any other answer. I think the answer is Dabo Swinney. And you know what? The next answer might actually be Kirby Smart. And now I know it's really early in Kirby Smart's tenure, but Saban is on the way out. I mean, I don't know when it's going to be, but it's not going to be more than 5 years. He's at the end. And Urban Meyer may well be at the end. And Urban Meyer has all sorts of issues right now. All sorts of issues. The only guy who doesn't have any issues and isn't at the end is Dabo Swinney. So we've spent a lot of time, we, people in this business, the last X number of years talking about Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama. But again, if you can only choose one guy right now, the choice is obvious. It's Dabo Swinney. And it's true whether you're a South Carolina fan, a Clemson fan, a fan of Ohio State, a fan of Alabama. I mean, if you could get the Alabama people in an honest moment right now and ask them, moving forward from today, would you rather have Nick Saban or Dabo Swinney? They're taking Dabo Swinney if they had that option because they know their guy is old and angry. Dabo Swinney is younger and personable, and his program's at the same level. So it's inarguable. Right now, if again, it's like building for your future. If you ask me today, who's the best quarterback in the NFL, it's still Brady. If you ask me today, pick a quarterback that I want to build my program around the next 5-10 years, well, it's not Brady. It's, you know, somebody else. It's Wentz or Watson or Mahomes or, you know, it's somebody else. Darnold.
quickly, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Georgia Tech, Clemson, Big Bad Bob. Excuse me, Georgia Tech, Kevin, and Big Bad Bob coming right up. Lakeside Lodge, new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, and fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, an expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge will also have modified hotel services, such as housekeeping and maintenance, so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of owning a home. That's incredible. Listen, condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or with the case of most of the 2 and 3 bedroom units, you can lock off portions of the residence and you can use part and still rent one or two of the bedrooms depending on the unit. Listen, Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Go see Taj. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. There's only one parcel of land. There's only one lake. Your opportunities are limited and they're running out. Act. Act now. Georgia Tech, Kevin, and Big Bad Bob as soon as we get back.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home,
Make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Wants better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Is this a practical joke?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town. About to check outside. Okay.
Walt Daptula, Road Rage. We're to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I need to mention this. I need to mention Daniel Polk. And the reason I need to mention him, because I think it's Matt on Twitter who writes me like every 6 minutes about Daniel Polk. So I better mention him. Daniel Polk, for those who don't know, is from Greenville. I think he was born in Greenville. And he's playing for the Chicago White Sox and has 24 home runs now, I believe. And is and that, I think, set a... at least a left-handed hitting record for a rookie for the White Sox. Now, he's an older rookie. He's 26 years old. He's been in the minor leagues a while, but he's having real success, and he has tremendous power from the left side of the plate. And it's a story that's actually worth mentioning, and I meant to mention it before, in all honesty. So I'm glad that I was reminded of that this morning. I'm coming to you. Lines are jammed. Kevin, remember, let's say this. Kevin, who's a Gamecock fan, on my text feed, writes, did I hear you right? You would take Dabo over Saban to run a program? I listened to Kelly cry for 45 minutes about the schedule situation with Kwok. I got to turn the damn radio off. No, Kevin, actually, you need to listen more and better and more closely and have a better comprehension of what you're hearing. I heard Kelly's argument. There was nothing. The argument was solid. And if you're telling me, Kevin, that you would rather turn your program over to Nick Saban at this point with the future in mind than Dabo Sweeney, I'm sorry, that's clueless. The programs are at the same level. They're both competing for playoff spots. Which team has the better storied, which university has the greater storied football tradition? Alabama. So which staff do you think is succeeding at a higher level when two teams are on the same plane? Furthermore, which guy is younger? Which guy is personable? Did you hear Nick Saban speak with Maria Taylor about his quarterback situation? Did you hear the same type of question asked of Dabo Sweeney in his response and how well-received it was compared to the way Saban's response was received? Kevin, Saban is old and nearing the end. He's not going to coach much longer. If you're telling me as a decision maker, if you could have one of those two guys moving forward that you would take Nick Saban, then I would fire you. I hope that's clear. I mean, it's clear to me. It couldn't be any easier. Kevin adds, I've been sitting on the patio listening for an hour and a half, by the way. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate you listening. But I think if you're honest with yourself, I get you're a South Carolina, you have a South Carolina affiliation. But I think if you're honest with yourself, if you look at the future, not just the snapshot of this moment, but 5 years, 10 years, which guy would you rather have? Saban's angry and getting more angry by the day. And he's just not going to coach much longer. So it's clear to me. And by the way, Ramona, Gene and Seneca on the text line just wrote,
I'm a South Carolina fan, Walt. I'm taking Dabo Swinney all day long.
See, there you go.
That's my point.
Right there, they don't even like Clemson.
Right. And that's it exactly. I mean, again, if given a choice about the future, there's no argument right now. It's Dabo Swinney. He's the guy. He's the number one guy. If you're considering who you are and who you want to be 10 years from now, he's the number one guy right now. It's inarguable. Georgia Tech, Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
Walt, buddy, what's going on?
How you doing, Kevin? Appreciate you getting in.
You gonna come back? You gonna come down and tailgate with us this weekend?
Oh, maybe.
Down in Atlanta, come on down.
Okay.
Come on down. Hey, we're right across from the varsity, man. Come on down and hang out with us.
By the way, I want an honest opinion, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
As a Georgia Tech fan and as someone who has obviously been to the varsity many times, what's your honest opinion on the varsity?
I'm not a big varsity fan.
I say I think it's incredibly overrated. I know all those books say you got to go there. I went there one time. I waited in lines. The onion rings were all right. The rest of it, bleh.
There's a little hot dog place right in Livonia that's as good as the varsity.
Yeah, see, there you go. I knew they were insider trading secrets. Yeah.
You know, they're overrated about like Paul Johnson's overrated. We've talked on this all season, preseason and everything. I mean, you've talked about it, you know, and I don't know if we shot ourselves in the foot about what Georgia Tech's going to do. And you're talking about coaches right now. Honestly, I'd take any of those coaches right now. I'd love to have Dabo on our, you know, as a coach. You know,
I think every team in the country would. But again, Kevin, what you have to realize is this guy's taken you to the ACC title game three times, has beaten Georgia three times, has beaten them the last two times they played in Athens, has made you competitive with Georgia every game but two since he's been there. I mean, I'm just not sure what more you can ask for. You're not Clemson. Well, you're not going to be.
Let me ask you this, though, okay?
Yeah.
I remember even back when the days where I played, you know, Clemson, we beat Clemson. And I'm giving Paul Johnson his due. You know, I mean, he has done a lot for Georgia Tech. I mean, you know, when you look at the Bobby, you know, all the coaches we've had in the past. And, you know, he's probably got the best record. But what I'm looking at is our recruiting. It has dropped tremendously.
See, you know what, Kevin? If you actually read what, and I read all these sites, but if you read what the Georgia Tech site administrators say, they think your recruiting has been better under Johnson than it was previously. You're not going to get, I don't know how to break this to you, but you're not getting 4 and 5 star guys on a consistent basis to Georgia Tech, especially having to take calculus and with the lack of support there is existed in that program. You know, I
agree with you on that. I believe that the curriculum is hard for student athletes, but I mean, to be in a Power Five, honestly, in a Power Five conference, you've got to do adjustments to play in a Power Five conference.
Well, listen, I think you just did. I mean, the first positive changes from an administration standpoint in the last X number of years occurred just recently with the redo, I believe, of the entire locker rooms down there. So I think you're headed in the right direction. Look, I don't know how much longer Paul Johnson's going to coach, and I think he's made a couple of mistakes that have hurt him recently. I think the decision to go fake a punt in the second quarter, I guess, from your own 25-yard line when you're down 7 points, right, I think was a dumb decision. I think he paid a price for it.
Well, he's like I said, I think he's losing a step. I mean, I'll take these thoughts off the air. I mean, yeah. Just give me your thoughts on do you think that we even have a chance, you know, with even playing with Clemson, are we going to look worse than we did last year?
Well,
you know, and I appreciate you.
All right, Kevin, thank you. Appreciate it. Look, here's the deal. In terms of this upcoming game and even in terms of what happened in Pittsburgh, I think Johnson made a similar mistake that Clemson may have made last year in playing Kelly Bryant at Syracuse. It's that you want to play the experienced guy, the guy that has been through it, but sometimes injury just doesn't allow it. And I think Johnson is is so boxed in to Taquan Marshall because he lost his second string quarterback, Lucas Johnson, to injury before the year, and he doesn't trust Oliver to throw the ball. So I think he's so boxed into Marshall that he played Marshall against Pittsburgh, even though it was patently obvious Marshall could not move as he normally would. Yeah, again, he had an injured toe. He received 5 hours of treatment a day for the whole week, and it was clear to me that he should not have been out there. And yet, I think he wound up carrying it 20-some times. And the Oliver kid, I thought looked great running the offense against South Florida. Now, Johnson doesn't trust the Oliver kid to throw, and I get that, but quite honestly, Taquan Marshall is not throwing the ball well at all. And if Marshall doesn't give you that, he's not the runner the Oliver kid is. He's a smaller, frailer guy. He doesn't run through contact. The Oliver kid runs through contact. It's like when Matthew Jordan was thrown into the fire at Virginia Tech a couple years ago with an all-freshman offensive line, and he ran for over 100 yards, and the offense looked great. I actually thought the offense looked better at South Florida when Oliver was running it. Even if he's just running the ball on every play. He's a big physical runner who's more athletic. Marshall's a finesse runner. And if he's not healthy, he has no chance. Let me tell you something. If Marshall is not 100% healthy for the Clemson game, Georgia Tech's going to get crushed. Because he's where the offense starts. And you don't have Kervonte Benson. Benson rushed for 120-something yards against Clemson last year, 127, 129, whatever it was. Benson is a little powerful tank who's explosive in a straight line and is hard to deal with. Georgia Tech has talent at that B-back position with Jordan Mason and with Howard, but Benson was a big loss. If you combine the loss of Benson with an injured Marshall, I mean, to have any chance at all playing at home, Marshall has to be healthy. If he's not healthy, it's pointless to even play him. You know, it's an uphill battle. You're playing against one of the best teams in the country. But if you're not, it's already an enormous challenge. But I'm not so sure Marshall is your best option for even trying to go against Clemson. I'm not so sure it isn't Oliver. And that's whether he's healthy or not. Texas says, Georgia Tech will be in the game. Clemson offense not dominant enough to put anyone away. You know, nor do they commit to giving Etienne the carries. Well, they're starting to commit to giving Etienne the carries. And look, the offense at Clemson this year, I think, is still a work in progress. And I think it will get better and better through the course of the year. And I think that you've seen a step forward. We'll see where it moves from there. When we get back, it'll be Big Bad Bob, Wildman, and Coach Edge. Before we go to break, my bookie has been in the business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash, win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to my bookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and my bookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 29th in Death Valley. This game is designated as Hall of Fame Day as 10 new inductees will be introduced at halftime. Tickets are still available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. While you're there, check out all the information you need to plan your visit to Clemson in the Game Day Guide. It's Clemson and Syracuse on Saturday, September the 29th. We'll see you there.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering 2018 Ford Escapes up to $4,000 off MSRP and 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. And remember, George Coleman Ford does not charge any dealer fees. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. 4 generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $3,000 in factory rebates.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama Tires, just $20 with R&R's 6 months Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
People are chiming in about the varsity all over, Ramona. None of it's good. You know, let me tell you about like the worst day of my life. I went to the Atlanta Aquarium and the varsity on the same day.
Oh, you mean when you went to the aquarium?
Yeah, because I had read all about how you had to go to the varsity if you went to Atlanta. You had to go to the varsity. So, the whole day sucked. We'll make that mistake again. You want to get in 654-767. You know, Parker asked me, I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines,
regarding Clemson, why do we always have to go through this process again, the team ready to go throughout the year? I have no doubt Clemson will get to the point where they will be playoff ready, but it seems like these other teams at the top don't have to go through this season-long process. Why does it always have to be a work in progress? You know, Parker, I think part of it is Clemson is using these games against lesser opponents to play a lot of people, to see what they have and to build for a target that's later in the season. Some of these other teams are building brownie points and trying to run up scores on lesser opponents. Clemson's not really doing that. Clemson wasn't out to smother Georgia Southern. Clemson wasn't out to crush Furman. Clemson played a ton of people. And so I think that they have a plan, Parker, and I think you do have to trust in the plan. I think the plan is to make themselves better over the process. Now, I think the quarterback situation has impacted the plan to a degree. You know, I think it's hard to get total rhythm and continuity in this manner, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see over the course of the year and how that plays out. And on the text line, on my Twitter feed, Brandon writes, for the next 5 years, it's Saban. For the next 15 years, Dabo's the guy. No, I think Dabo's the guy for the next 5 years, too. I think he's the guy right now. I think he's the guy right now. And I think it's pretty obvious to me. And quite honestly, again, if I'm picking somebody to lead my program right now, based on the world of college football right this moment, my top three guys to lead into the future, I'm not talking about this season and Nick Saban's going to do with Tua Tagovailoa. I'm talking about to lead into the future. So not just a snapshot of the moment. I'd go Dabo Swinney, Kirby Smart, and Lincoln Riley. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I want to make one comment on the 69-year-old superintendent. Number one, if he's thinking that way and over all those teachers and students, maybe it's lucky he was that stupid to post something like that, thinking it was private, because he should be fired. So,
in other words, he shouldn't be thinking that way, let alone be stupid
enough to post something like that.
Yeah, you're right. So he was found out. He was found out so we can get rid of him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, also, off the air, I want to talk about Clemson football because I made a call to the coach. I listened to Dabo Swinney on the coach's show last night, and he said some pretty good things last night. But off the air, I want you to talk about Will Grier. I noticed that he's putting up some numbers. Maybe he's found a home, the quarterback for West Virginia. Of course, I heard you may talk about the Bovada odds. I know your man Tua is right up there on top, way ahead of everybody else. And Justin Haber is up there. And if you get a chance, talk about Nick Fitzgerald, too, at Mississippi State. But Will Grier is putting up some numbers. He's only played two games, and, of course, Tennessee. But on the coach's show last night, I talked about, and by the way, ETN and Adam Scott showed out. That was two backs that you said should be the one and two backs. And they, at least ETN got 16 carries at the Georgia Southern game, had 163 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah, well, you know, again, all the feel-good stuff about, you know, making sure this back gets enough work and this back gets enough work and they're all good backs and stuff. ETN is far and away the best back on this team, as I've been saying forever, and he needs to get the majority of the carries. It's just that simple. Because again, in my mind, especially against a real opponent, every time you hand it to someone not named ETN, you're doing the defense a favor. It's just that simple because, as I said, my belief is every time he touches it 15 times, he's going to have a 50-yard play, at least one. I just think he's that dynamic and explosive. So, you know, and I think that's what you're going to see. I think that's what you're going to see moving forward. I think ETN will get at least 15 touches, maybe 20, against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's – that's a touchdown or a big breaker. That's a yardage man right there. He's the best back I've ever seen at Clemson. As long as I can remember, I mean, he's got the potential to be that, and he's doing it. But on the coaches show last night, I said you can make a comment on this if you want to, but I was just complimenting on the fact that the parents and the guardians love their players. Love their kids that play for Dabo. They get to play so much. And Dabo talked about how he was so senior and junior heavy oriented, it was hard to get a lot of people to play. But he said he played 30 people on defense at the Georgia Southern game, and he gave many good reasons. In fact, it was like a press conference. He made a comment about 10 minutes on it. So he has a good philosophy on that. It's good for everything. But this nice lady also next call and talk to him about the quarterback situation in any player that they put in and how much. It's kind of like what Travis said, and that's the way I believe, too. The coaches make the decisions. You can say anything you want to about them, but the coaches make the decisions, and I have full faith in them. That's what the lady said last night. And you can tell it's weighing on Dabo and the coaches and probably the players because Dabo Swinney said, "Lady, I want you to call me every day because you'll make me feel good." So evidently he gets a lot of
Bob, I don't sense that. I mean, again, he was asked about the quarterback situation, and he welcomed it. He smiled about it. I don't mean last night. I mean previously.
Yeah.
He welcomes the questions. He says he absolutely understands it. I don't think those type of things get to him as they do Nick Saban. I think that he understands as part of the process.
Yeah, and Urban Meyer won't take the fifth, so I see what you're saying. But anyway, he was talking about that competition breeds stuff like this, and he said they're doing real well, both of them, and he wants to give both of them a chance, and it's working, I guess. But I think pretty soon out of this, the quarterbacks, somebody will come out. I think Kelly Bryant's got the most experience. And he won the big game. He won the big game. So we'll see on that. But Dabo said he's never had so many players that were so much in the senior and junior. And I guess that's a pretty tough deal there. But anyway, later on, if you talk about the Bavota things, think about those quarterbacks in mind. I just wonder what do you think about Will Greer?
Yeah, I will be. I'll get to that in a couple minutes, Bob, so I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Let me tell you about my friends at Robinhood. Look, you know, Ramona, when I first started talking about Robinhood, instantly the text lines lit up. We had young people saying they love Robinhood, that they've been using it and that they love it. See, this is it. Robinhood's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everybody, you know, not just the wealthy. And it's a totally easy and non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. It's simple and intuitive, clear design with data presented in an easy to digest way. You know, you make the decisions. You know, there's a fun element to it. You know, it's you get to play around. You get to mess around. And what I love most about it is there's no cost. There's no commission fees. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade. Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees. Trade stocks. You keep all of your profits. It's so easy to use. Look, even I get this. I'm a technological idiot, but even I get this. It's easy to understand charts and market data. You can place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. And the Robinhood web platform lets you view stock collections like 100 most popular or sectors like entertainment, social media, curated categories like female CEOs, and analyst ratings of buy, hold, sell for every stock. So there's information for you to digest as you make your decisions and you make your calls. And here's the best part of all. Robinhood's given my listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your stock portfolio. Sign up at waltd.robinhood.com. That's waltd.robinhood.com. waltd.robinhood.com. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Coach Edge, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Let me turn you off speakerphone, bro.
Yeah.
This may go through the break, man, but
And I'm going back to this superintendent or whatever in Texas, and I jotted down a bunch of notes. I was in the car. I tell you what, man, your show is amply named. Road Rage. I mean, sometimes some of the things these people say is unbelievable, but this whole black quarterback thing, man, we are still going through this in 2018. We're still talking about this in 2018, and you hit the nail on the head when you talked about opportunities. And so I jotted down not only opportunities as being a black quarterback, and let me preface this by saying I am a Caucasian or white male for the naysayers, but not only lack of opportunity the quarterback, but coaches, assistant coaches, ADs, owners, and all of that. And after you opened up the show and you said what you said, I had three different friends of mine that called me, and sometimes they don't always agree with what you say, but they all called me and said, Walt's my man. Walt's my man, man. I take back everything I disagreed with Walt about or whatever. And I just jotted down a bunch of stuff, man. And let me try to get through it or whatever. But you talk about the black quarterbacks, and I believe it was Joe that brought up Russell Wilson and winning a Super Bowl. And I know he's biracial, and sometimes, you know, biracial or black or whatever, you know. Hey, you got Doug Williams. You mentioned Moon. McNabb was great. Randall Cunningham. Cam Newton.
Actually, let me say this, and I'll carry you through. I started you late. But look, here's the thing. I don't want to cite specific examples of black quarterbacks that have had success, because I think that it lends an ear of it makes his statement seem more credible, when the truth is the whole history has denied black quarterbacks opportunities. So,
yeah.
You know, these guys just haven't had, players have not had the chance. Therefore, you know, I don't want to single out a guy here or there and say he's had success. That's obvious to me. It's like playing into his stupid argument. I don't mean you're being stupid, I don't want to play his game. You know, the truth is, you go through the entire history, and black quarterbacks have been denied opportunity forever, and we should not be replaying this. Right,
we should not be replaying this
now. And again, I think the most blatant example is the Warren Moon example. You're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived, who was forced to go to Canada to ply his trade because no one here would give him an opportunity. And yes, it was because he was black, and it's inarguable. It's just the way it is. Hold on. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans. Your Clemson football team will host the Syracuse Orange on Saturday, September the 20th.